All right, so Coach, you have piqued my interest here. You had mentioned a tale of two Ciscos, not cities, two Ciscos. What's going on with these two Ciscos?
Well, let's get in the Wayback Machine. How about that? All right, so the year is 1999, and the market is going very good.
Okay.
1999. How old were you in 1999, Thomas?
I was 15 years old.
All right, I guess I was 33. All right, so back then the tech world was going like crazy. Matter of fact, that's when a company named Amazon.com came out, a little bit before that, and nobody knew what Amazon.com was. It's going to be a bookstore. Everyone's going to buy books there, and all of a sudden, Amazon is everything, isn't it?
That's right. That's true.
All right. Well, there were two companies back then. One was, and they're both named Cisco.
Okay.
All right. One was a technology company, and that was Cisco, CSCO is their symbol.
Okay,
Cisco Technology, and they are in about any kind of routers you see out there. They're behind the scenes on
they're
the internet.
Everywhere they
yeah.
are.
And one of the other Cisco was a food company.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so which one of the two do you think was more exciting to invest in back in the 90s, the roaring 90s there, 95 and up?
Well, my head says the network company, my stomach says the food company. So
it's a tortoise and a hare kind of thing. Well, it was the tech company. They were going like crazy. I mean,
they went way up
and they would split and they would go up again and split.
Yeah.
And they reached a high. It's a Cisco, the technology company.
Okay.
March 24th, 2000. And they hit $79.38 a share.
Okay.
All right. So I know a lot of people who are piling money into the tech companies. And so a lot of people were piling money in. Sometimes money they had no right piling in because they really couldn't afford to lose that money.
Okay.
Now, you know people like that.
I do. Well, this is a common mistake we talk about on the show. Yeah.
And so, gosh, I mean, it was great. If you would have sold right then, you would have come out very good, right?
That's right.
You know, because it was way up. I mean, we're talking about it split, and then it went back up to $79.38 a share.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
All right. So at the same time, it was $79.38 a share, March 24th, the year 2000, Cisco, the food company, and their symbol is SYY, they were at $17.16.
Oh, wow. Okay, so way below that. All right.
Way down there, right? All right. Should we fast forward now to the year 2016?
Let's do it. I want to hear these new numbers. Yeah.
All right. Well, in 16 years about, Cisco, the technology company, has basically, well, they crashed, and they've done nothing since then. They went down to like $20 a share, and as of the other day, they were $30, right around $30 a share.
Gosh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Have no splits, haven't recovered.
All right.
So Cisco, the food company, though, guess what they're at?
What are they running
at? They're around $55 a share.
Are they really? Wow.
So they went from $17 a share back in the year 2000, and they've gone up and up and up. And at the same time, Cisco Technology Company has basically done nothing.
Wow.
That's a Sergeant Schultz. Done nothing for 16 years.
That really is incredible. It is.
All the while, the person investing says, well, tomorrow it's going to be better.
Well, and what's weird is we're talking about a name here that's not unknown. This is a big name that people think they could rely on, especially if they're having to put their retirement investment in this. I mean, this is scary. A name that you see in the paper all the time. It was right alongside Microsoft, Apple, Google.
Intel, all those big companies that. And it's still alive. It's not like Nortel, which is gone, out of business,
right?
Which was another company that it competed against, but it's still here. But is it really here? It's a zombie, basically. It's just going along.
Exactly.
They're making a lot of money for this company, but they have so many outstanding shares, it's not going to do anything to move the stock value.
Right.
So Cisco, the food company, generated $48 billion with a B in 2015.
All right.
Well, Cisco, the tech company, generated $49 billion in 2015.
Wow, okay.
But it's about the number of outstanding shares. If you have a whole bunch of shares outstanding, it doesn't matter how much you're making, the stock's not going to go up in value.
That's right. No, it's true.
So it's just a sad little situation there, because I've seen a lot of people who piled a lot of money into Cisco Technology Company thinking they were going to be fine. Just to give you a little background about Cisco Food Company, it's the global leader in selling, marketing, and distributing food products to restaurants, healthcare, and educational facilities, lodging establishments, and other customers who prepare meals away from home.
That's right.
So it's just amazing. That's their PR, by the way. But it's a food company. And what do we have to do every single day?
Yeah, we have to eat.
And if you're my daughter, you say you have to be on the internet. And she would not even come down for dinner sometimes. But you have to eat every single day, joking aside. And
that's
why Cisco, the food company, is outperforming Cisco, the technology company, the tale of two Ciscos.
Incredible.
Talked about this first in 2008 on the show. Nothing's really changed except for the value in Cisco, the food company, keeps going up.
Wow. Yeah.
So when you look at it, it's up four times basically since 2000, where Cisco, the technology company, is down about two-thirds.
Wow.
It's a big difference.
It is.
And if that's your retirement account, it has blown up, because that's not what's going to happen. Your retirement's gone. So that's why we preach diversification on the show all the time. And we want to make sure that we're in vehicles for our retirement, financial vehicles, that have no market risk, if possible.
That's right.
Now, this isn't a stock market. You need to have some stock market type returns, too, with a potential higher horsepower. But you have to know that if you put your money in the stock market, you could experience risk.
Exactly.
Okay? And so we call this the Core and Explore philosophy. Now, do you remember me talking about the Core and Explore before?
I do, yes.
Yeah. For money you don't want to lose, it needs to be your core. And that grows safely for retirement income.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get a safe place there and you know you're going to have income check or two or three coming every single year for the rest of your life, what I call the green flag on the mailbox.
Right.
When you raise the checkered flag, you also need to make sure the mailman's raising the green flag and bringing you checks to your mailbox, as opposed to when you walk out to the mailbox with bills in your hand, put them in the mailbox and put the red flag out.
Oh.
Which is like we always say, that's a good color for paying bills on the mailbox, the
red
flag.
That's right.
Because you're spending money instead of saving money or getting income. So we need the core. The core needs to be money we can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to have no market risk. It needs to have contractual guarantees, no ongoing fees, needs to avoid probate. It needs to be regulated by the state and federal governments, and it needs to be diversified. And you need to have inner portability inside your safe accounts, where that if the market starts going good, you can move inside your safe account.
Ah, okay.
So you're not trapped in one place.
Sure.
And you need to have competitive returns. And that is the fully automated retirement income type accounts. We call it retirement autopilot, otherwise known as financial cruise control. And we think about it, when you get in a car and you get a comfortable speed, you press a button and you cruise along, don't you?
Exactly.
Well, why can't retirement be like that?
No, it's very true. You know, one of the common concerns for folks out there is just that worry in retirement. You know, we were looking at a report just the other day saying how folks, even well into retirement, are still checking on their portfolio stocks every single week. And, you know, what we see behind that is the really sadness that there's worry in their plan that they're not sure if it's performing well. And with this method, you really can take that worry out of retirement, because you know for a fact every month what you're going to have coming in. Isn't that right?
You really can take the worry out of living in retirement. We talk about that a lot, but it is possible. And I want to make sure that people realize that if they need help, we're here to help. And matter of fact, here's an offer for everyone listening. Folks, there's nothing to be afraid of with this offer. We are here. We've been here for 26 years, never had a complaint, because we do the right thing for every listener who calls and make sure to point you in the right direction. And so for the next 15 callers, we'll custom design for you an easy-to-understand review. Now, this review, we're going to go through a tax strategy session with you, making sure you're set up right for taxes. We'll also do a fee analysis of what you're currently paying, give you that analysis, and also do a forensic analysis looking behind the scenes and showing you fees you might not realize. And also build an income plan, which will give you at least one, if not two or three, different checks coming to your mailbox each and every year for the rest of your life. This is very, very important to everybody listening, that they get the right plan in place for the right time of your life. Keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you out there with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we never turn anyone away. So if you're trying to save, even if it's only $20,000 or $30,000, we can help you get in the right place. But our strategies work best for those of you over $1 million. We do have investment management strategies that are available for as little as $25,000 with money managers that used to only be available to millionaires. So no one is out of reach. It's more important now to me that you get one of three things happen when we meet with you. Either we tell you everything is fine the way you're doing it now and keep going forward, or we'll recommend some changes and easy changes you can make on your own, or we can help you rebuild and get everything organized how you want it to be and get that proper strategy for you as we go into retirement. So those are the three things that happen. No cost, no obligation. If you're one of the next 15 callers, you also get that special report, The Great Wall Street Retirement Scam. This is hot off the presses. It is income planning techniques and strategies often utilized. And then the subtitle is Don Quixote Chased Windmills. You don't have to. Everyone gets that when they come in. They also get a copy of my book, The 7 Baby Steps. But Thomas, more importantly, they get peace of mind knowing they're doing the right thing.
That is what it's all about. Folks, the number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This is your opportunity to meet with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, right here in the Chicago area. John and his team will lead you through a tax strategy session, opening up a forensic fee analysis, which may uncover some potentially hidden fees that you didn't even know you were paying. Now, we also want to look at developing that income plan that'll not just get you to retirement, but also through retirement, completely taking that worry out of retirement planning. So, folks, if you you'd like to take advantage of this time sitting down with John Kelly, getting his professional opinion on your personal retirement plan, you can do so by calling 800-477-1135. Again, folks, that number is 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how the world has changed and the three dates that have gone down in history that have really changed your financial situation. One of them has just been this past year. We'll be right back after this.